Okay. Let's discuss an interesting shiloh. Let's see if we have enough information to figure out what the halacha is. There's a number of different situations where this is relevant, but I'll give you one of them. Most doctors, probably all, require that a pregnant woman should undergo a glucose test to see whether she has an issue with diabetes, which is relevant for the child. Specifically, it is a specific type of diabetes which pregnant women can suffer from. So what they do is that they give you this very, very, very sugary drink to drink. Basically, it's water mixed with like a lot of powder. Extremely, extremely sweet. And the woman just drinks it l'shem shemayim so that they can test her blood sugar afterwards. Many women have nightmares about this. Apparently, it's horrible. So that's the case. So now the question is, do you make a bracha on that? Right, so the doctor gives you this drink. Extremely sweet. You're just drinking it in order to be able to perform this test. You're not enjoying it. Do you need to make a bracha? You say no. Okay, rationale?
Because you're not drinking it for hana, and it's questionable even if you do get hana from it.
Okay, so I know that it's not, doesn't technically taste.
So it's not really a chiva.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's an argument. So what's your proof? From which halacha are you bringing your proof?
From, like,
what are you comparing it to?
So if you would take something for refuah, so we don't say that if that's food, it's not like...
If you eat something for refuah, and, okay, that the Gemara says you do make a bracha, if you're nehenna from it, and you're saying you're not nehenna. That's the point. That's what you're trying to say, right? Do you have something specific you can compare it to?
You said that if for refuah and it's a food that you benefit from, then you would make it.
So you don't think this is a food?
So here,
it's water.
You're not hanas tam.
It has a sweetener. Sweet. That's a little bit sickly sweet. That's my question. How do you look at it? Yeah.
Combining sickly sweet with you're not eating it for like food, nutrition is...
Yeah, I'm asking you for a source, and you give me sparse.
Sorry.
Give me a source. what would you what would you compare it to? You compare it to olive oil? Olive oil. Massive. Okay. Fine. Fine. We'll get to that. Fine. That's one possibility. Go ahead.
The Gemara says by olive oil that I would have said you don't make a bracha. Mashmalot says, "Ano, you make a bracha. Here there's no
ano." Here's no ano. Okay. So it's two different. Those are two different times. So I want to deal with both. So what one time is olive oil. The Gemara says it's masikyu. Therefore, you don't make a bracha. I mean, it's a machlekes. You make a shakal, whatever. Back upon him. One of those. And then there's the Gemara that seems to indicate, which Tosfos over here, Dibur Masal Kivan, says it's a clear case that if a person drinks mashkin, the refuah, it depends if it tastes good or not. If it tastes bad, that's what I think what you were trying to bring, is that if it tastes bad, you don't make a bracha, right? So over here, I guess then the question would be, this is being, you're drinking it l'refuah, that's clear. You're not drinking it because you want to drink it, you're drinking it l'refuah. You aren't technically getting hana from it, even though it is sweet, it's not bitter, but you're not enjoying it because it's like it's not it's not bitter, it's sweet, but it disgusts you. It's sweet to the point, yeah, it's sweet to the point where it disgusts you. So it's not a bad taste per se, but you're not enjoying it. There's a fine distinction over there, right? You're not enjoying it, but it doesn't taste bad. So we have to know which one it is.
It
tastes bad. If you drink like a little bit of it, you'd survive. It wouldn't be so bad. It's just when you have to drink a whole cup. Think of it, you know, like you emptied a whole pitcher worth of Kool-Aid into an 8-ounce cup, you know? It's bad. You drink it, it makes you want to throw up. You don't enjoy it. It's different. There's a difference between those two things. So, anyway, that's the question over here, right? Where are we going to... How exactly will we make this comparison? So now... So let's analyze this a little further. So you shteltsu shemen, right? That's masikyu. So now we spoke last week that the way the Rambam explains the Gemara of shemen is different than Rashi. Rashi says it's mazik you, it hurts you, and therefore it's not an achila. The way Rashi sounds like it, technically you could be yun, shemen is enjoyable, or maybe at least it has a tam, it doesn't necessarily taste so bad. But it's just bad for you, and that's why you don't make a bracha. That's what Rashi says. The Rambam says you're not in a henna. Right? That was the way the Rambam now applied. Right? Now, that having been said, and the Rambam holds you make a shakal. Yeah, it happens to be the Rambam Shita, but that's there are two different things. That's the pshat in the Gemara. He learned mazik. It means you don't get hana. That was taich. And then his own opinion is that mazik you make a bracha. Those two things don't have to be connected necessarily. So I'm saying, as far as pshat is, he says, but the Rambam said if you don't have anah, either it loses its bracha totally the way the Torah holds, or it becomes a shackle. But either way, that's what the Rambam says. So now we would say, we discussed this last week, that drinking lerefua makes it not a typical achila. That really takes away from the sham achila. You're drinking it for a purpose other than sustenance, other than enjoyment. You're not eating it for the typical eating reasons, so it's not called eating. And then we have this more later that if you are enjoying it, so that sort of that overrides, right, and that makes it back into an achila, even though your kavana is l'shem refuah. Now,
assuming it's a food,
again, assuming it's a food, right? The medicine we're saying is not won't be a food at all. That'll be a different discussion, right? Now, let me bring up another point, which we'll see a little bit more about. Now, the fact is, there is another aspect to eating, right? Eating is you enjoy it, tastes good, but you also eat for nutrition, right? You eat because something gives you nutrition. The fact that something gives you nutrition, is that enough in itself to be mechayev you a bracha, to obligate you to make a bracha? Sorry?
Why would it be different for refuah? If you drink something for refuah, if you drink it for nutrition, so what's the
thing? Well, nutrition is an eating type of thing, I would think. Refuah is not one of the purposes of eating. You don't eat lirafuah. Right? So you're doing something lirafuah that's not called eating because it's not lirafuah. So you need the hana to revert it back into an achila. Right? So I'm asking, hana aside, hana, assuming hana means that it tastes good, what about nutrition? What if the thing gives you nutrition? Right? I don't know the nutrition value of oil, at least in the Gemara's eyes. Go ahead.
The fact that the Gemara has to emphasize the nekuda of refuah, the guy's not having hana anyway. So why is it that the Gemara emphasizes eating the refuah?
Okay.
So it seems that the reason why the Gemara emphasizes eating the refuah is lafukai, if he's eating it, he's not having hana. So what would be the reason for him to eat it?
Okay.
He's not having hana.
Okay.
For nutrition.
Okay.
The Gemara with Mashmais is that dafka because the refuah, that's why he's not.
They're saying that's good for what the Gemara is trying to say.
Right, but if it would be the Bila for nutrition, then it's not happy, there would be a...
Okay. What do you want to say?
First of all, I think you can go the other way.
Go ahead.
Nutrition could easily be refuah.
Meaning? I mean, the per eating for nutrition is equivalent to refuah, you think?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
You think? You don't think nutrition would be considered a reason to eat something?
You don't eat to the taste
of it. You do. Both, usually. I mean...
You eat to stay alive.
Wow.
When they used to eat,
that's Hashem Shemaim.
When they used to eat, yeah. They eat to taste.
It's both. I don't know. It's,
can he also eat to enjoy the food? No.
He doesn't, yeah. That's it. That's very Hashem Shemaim.
That's where we're supposed to be.
Yeah.
The way Rashi is.
Okay.
Rashi.
Yeah, what did you say?
Rashi, the Islay, I don't mean it. The Grand Master, he says, Levana refuah, yeshla, I'm not sakhima.
Correct. So what does that mean? That's my question. What does that mean? Does that mean it tastes good? Maybe it means nutrition. Maybe that's what it means. Let me tell you a really strange case. We don't have Chazanim around that much. At least not in the shuls we dab in. At least not in this shul. like real proper Chazanim. But a proper Chazan would drink an egg, raw egg, before he went up to the podium. Right? If you want to prepare your voice for singing, don't drink something hot. That'll kill your voice. You've seen that happen. So you have to drink something to lubricate your voice to drink an egg. Do you make a bracha on that egg? You drink a raw egg. I don't think anybody enjoys drinking a raw egg. That's how I imagine. It doesn't taste good. It has no taste, right? So the Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva all the way in the end of Siman Reish Dalet.
It's also not for nutrition either.
Not for nutrition, right. It's not for nutrition. You're doing it for also something which has nothing to do with eating. It's like a fool almost. You're curing your throat, right? So we would think this should be hands down, no bracha, right? So Shari Tshuva says in the Siman Reish Dalet, Ayin machzik bracha, that's the chida sefer. Ha'oichel chalmen beya, k'moishu, someone who eats the yellow. I thought you had to eat the white, but anyway. You eat the yellow of the egg, the way it is, chai, raw, l'tachteach ha'koil, to clear your voice. Sha'af she'en ne'hena b'tama achilasai, even though you're not enjoying the taste, hu ne'hena b'mezaynoi, you get the nutrition. You make a bracha. Ayin sham b'shem kuntras yashin, k'sev yashin, and so on and so forth.
But if a person eats oil also, he gets nutrition.
That's what I would think, right? So maybe you could say, now let's go back, maybe mazik could be, negates the nutritional value, right? In other words, it does something bad to your goop, so you don't, so whatever nutritional value you get could be is negated by the hezik that olive oil does to you. Whereas an egg, you don't have that, right?
We didn't know about salmonella.
Well, you know, salmonella, right. This is the, I don't know, this is still in practice. I don't know if people get past that. But whatever it is, he's saying that the fact that you're enjoying it is already sufficient to make a bracha, which is interesting. Okay, so we have one Maram Malkum here, fascinating Maram Malkum, that you get nutrition from something, that would be enough to make a bracha, even though you're not enjoying it, and even though you're not drinking it l'shem achila. Right, now, so coming back to our glucose drink, right, I guess it's nutritious. Sugar is something a person needs to live, right? Someone's on a hospital bed, that's all they give him. They give him sugar water to keep him alive, right, when they want to give him, you know, an IV. So sugar is nutritious and it's necessary for life. So it can be argued that you get nutrition from it, so even though you're eating it just the rafua and you're not particularly enjoying it, it's not worse than this egg, I would think, right? To make a bracha.
The piece of olive wasn't mazik.
Seems strange, what?
The piece of olive was not going to be mazik. The person's eating it in a soup.
Oh, then you're saying that. So I just dealt with the mazik of oil itself. Now you're talking about the refu case. L'chayr, it doesn't stim. Right. So you're saying if that would taste bad, you wouldn't make a bracha. And you're asking, what about nutrition?
Right.
That's your question. That's your question. Good question. Yeah. Right. No, he's asking. No, there's a case of that nigra. It's a mavur in the gemara, but it would taste bad. You wouldn't get hana from it. You wouldn't make a bracha. It could be an osmeiv, maybe. It doesn't sound like that, right? No, you know, that's why you do make a bracha. But let's say it didn't taste good. It says it less than hana. You wouldn't have hana. You wouldn't make a bracha. So that's what I guess that's what we need to know. Maybe does we thought it means hana tastes good. Maybe we're making a mistake, right? Maybe hana means hana osmeiv. That was our mistake in the Gemara. We assumed it meant, that's what I'm trying to, that's the point I'm trying to make here. Maybe we misunderstood this Gemara. We thought it meant hana, tastes good, incorrect. And that's not the point here. It means hana is meyer. Let me give you another Maramakam for this. Another Maramakam is a rush. The rush says, now this rush is even a bigger chiddush. There's a halacha called matemes. Someone who tastes something just to see if it needs flavoring, right? And the Gemara says you don't make a bracha. And there's a big machlokes on what the case is. La halacha, the way we paskin, the only time you don't make a bracha is if you tasted pachas merevius. Let's say you took some soup, Arab Shabbos, you want to see if it needs salt, right? So you put it in your mouth, you took a spoonful, it's less than merevius, and you didn't swallow it. You put it in your mouth, tasted it, and spit it out. That's the only time you don't make a bracha. That's because it's machlokes rishayim. Other rishayim, the Rosh, holds that even if you took a revius in your mouth, you took a large amount and you spit it out, you also don't make a bracha. And he says the reason is because you're not getting hanas meyav. Because you don't make a bracha if you're not getting hanas meyav. Even though you're getting hanas achila, you get hanas, you know, cheikh, I guess, hanas in your mouth, you're enjoying it, you're putting a sufficient amount in your mouth that even though you're spitting it out, you're enjoying it. But you're not getting hanas meyav, so you don't make a bracha. So he also says that brachas depend on the nutritional value of the food, not necessarily the taste. The taste in this situation is a bigger chiddush, right? We're saying even though it tastes good, the taste alone is not enough to be mechayev in a bracha. You need the hanas meiv, you need the nutrition to be able to make a bracha, right? So here we have two ends of the spectrum here, right? Either is good for me. What? Either one's full. Either one's fine. It's no big difference. What? Okay, fine. So let me give you an example. This is the last example. It's just to further our confusion. The last example is halacha that I imagine everybody's familiar with. Drinking water, right? So you don't always make a shahakal on water. It depends. If you're thirsty, right? It's more later. If you're thirsty, you make a shahakal on water. And if you are not thirsty, Now, the Gemara never really talks about if you're not thirsty. It says like this: Hashoyes amayim l'tzamay. If you drink water when you're thirsty, you make a shahakol. And if you drink it because chanakta imtumza, you drink it just to get something down, something gets stuck in your throat, you don't make a shahakol, right? So the Gemara doesn't talk about like you're just drinking. You don't want to dehydrate, right? You drank already 3 cups of water, and you're not thirsty. You're just scared about getting. The Gemara doesn't talk about that, but it's equivalent. It's equivalent to the case of where you're drinking it because you're trying to get something down. That's Pasha's Tipshat. What?
Pasha's
like that, yeah. Okay, look, I don't want to get into that. That we'll talk about when we learn that. It's okay. Let's keep it simple, right? The two cases it does say is that when you drink it for thirst, you make a shackle. If you're not thirsty, you do not make a shackle. So the Rishonim ask, the Rishonim say over there, and this is in Mishnah Berurah too, so I'll quote up in Mishnah Berurah. So the Siman Reish Dalet, Siv Zayin, Mishnah Berurah says, Hashoy samayim l'tzamay. If you drink water because you're thirsty, mivarach shahakol la'achav bar nefashes. Avolam chanak te'umtza. But if you're choking on something, mishas samayim l'haver umtza. I mean, another more common case would be drinking water to get medicine down. That would be a more typical case. Ein mivarach la'elfan v'alach. You don't make bracha shoyna and you don't make bracha chayna. Mishnah Berurah says why. He says nira. It says la dafkol tzamay mamish. You don't have to be thirsty. If you're enjoying it, you're probably a little thirsty. And then he says like this. He says, this is only if you're drinking water. But if you drink orange juice to get a pill down or to get something stuck in your throat down, then you do make a bracha. Right? This is what the Mishnah Berurah says. This is only by water you have this halacha. If you drink orange juice to get a pill down, you do have to make a bracha.
What was the point? You're probably a little thirsty?
Yeah, that's just a side point. Yeah, that's not really the thing.
So he's saying even if you want it also because you're thirsty, you wouldn't. If that's not your primary reason.
You do make a bracha. No, that's another.
You have a dual kavana.
Yeah, that you do. He happens to say that. That's another chiddush. It's a separate chiddush. It says that as well.
If it's now, orange juice, is it based on the fact that he's assuming you like it or the nutrition of the
water? Both, I think. Now, water, Chazal didn't consider it to be nutritious. Right? No, it's just not nutritious. It doesn't give you it's important, right? No, they knew you need water to live. They were aware of that. But they didn't consider it as something which is nutritious. They just didn't put it into that category. Right? That's what Chazal did it. Now, that having been said, I don't think, though, what's the, I guess let's put it this way. So what's the question with oranges? So when you drink oranges to get down a pill, we can now clarify. Now, before I said my other Mara Mekayimus, you would have said, no, the reason why you're making a bracha on orange juice is because you're enjoying it. It tastes good. Right? Well, now, in light of what I just said, you'd say, maybe that's not the pshat. Maybe the pshat is really, the taste doesn't count because you're just doing it to get the pill down. So that really doesn't sound, that's not the point. But maybe the real reason why you're making a bracha on orange juice is because it's nutritious. That's the point. In other words, when you drink something just to get a pill down, the drinking part of it wouldn't be mechayiv you in a bracha. The hanas achila at that point really doesn't, not considered hanas achila, just for the point of, you know, getting something out of your throat. It would be like refuah, it would be like swallowing an egg, etc. And the real reason you're making bracha is because we're sort of skipping over that part of the achila, the throat part, and we're saying, okay, that part, that's not important. It's the stomach where you get your nutrition, that's what's being mechayiv your bracha. It's a whole new look on this whole gemara. Right, there's a whole new approach here on this Gemara.
I have a problem with that. Go ahead. Shot this Gemara.
Okay.
Because then why would you make a bracha on just shemen? I mean, the Negron is not making it more healthy for you.
Okay.
I mean, it's not more hanas now, but the Negron, the whole point of the Negron now tastes good. It affects the taste.
So that's what we assume, right? Because we didn't understand why shemen is magic. So our assumption was because I guess shemen doesn't taste good, right?
Fine.
I don't know. I mean, it's all conjecture. We don't really know.
So, it's going to taste bad. Negron makes it more healthy for you?
I would take a guess like that. I'm saying, I wouldn't prove it from Svara because I don't really understand either way. I heard people say that olive oil, when it's freshly squeezed, tastes actually very good. It doesn't taste like the stuff we get in the... Well, freshly squeezed out of an olive. What we get... No, it's not the same. They say it's what we get is very refined. So you have to go to Milano to taste that stuff. The what you get out of a jar is very, very refined, so it doesn't have much of a taste, but they say it tastes good. So I don't really know exactly how to apply the metzias to this. So that's why I'm just trying to work backwards.
It's very, not
seems very strange.
Natural way to read it.
100%. I agree with you. Certainly not the way we read Pashtun, yeah.
How do you determine on those men? Do you do like a balancing? Is it better or worse? Like someone drinks Mountain Dew? That's not a very bad thing to be. In theory, there's probably some vitamins in there. Would that
right.
be...
It's nutritious, yeah. It's sugar.
Like what about the negative effects?
doctor would tell you you're better off not drinking.
No, so that's a good question. That when we saw the Gemara with this kasha lakuki ayni, right? It gives introduces parasites into your stomach, right? The barley flour. So I imagine, you know, eating a stick of margarine. Probably much worse than this barley flour, you know, because it's your arteries. So I don't know. But then the Gemara says that it's isla hanamine, which now we're trying to figure out what that means, right? So anachlamic. You know, I guess it depends on the fact that there is some, you know, medically speaking, it's not good for you. It would probably more depend on the way people look at it. You know, people don't look at as Mountain Dew being hazardous to your health. Stick of margarine, they probably do. Okay, whatever. My point is that's probably what it would be telling. You know, the way it's treated as a food. This barley flour is probably treated as something bad to eat because of that.
I mean, going back to what the Chof Chaim said about getting the stuff down, he says if you drink anything,
right,
then you would have to make a bracha, anything other than water. So it's almost like you can't be going on taste, because people's tastes vary. So how can you
right.
say you should have a qualifier?
Exactly. No, so that's another point I wanted to bring up. Also relevant to this discussion. Let's say you eat something that you personally hate. Right? You're eating something that maybe other people like, but you hate it with passion. It tastes terrible to you. You gag when you eat it, right? Whatever it may be. You know? But whatever food it is that you particularly don't like. You manage hate it, and you're eating it because there's nothing left in the fridge and you're starving. What's a tissue bump? This is all that. That's it. You have to eat it, right? You're stuck. So do you make a bracha or don't you make a bracha? Your mom is not enjoying one second of it. Or you know, another case would be, which is not so typical, but another case is when you're eating something which no one enjoys. It's a spoil, let's say. You know, and again, whatever situation is, you have to eat it, but it's spoiled, right? You know, you want to know who you made. Or another case would be where you made a bracha on something, you didn't realize it was spoiled, you drank it, now you want to know if you make a bracha achrayna. Same, all the same question, right? They're all going to be depending on the same thing. So here again, there's no hanah sachila. You didn't enjoy it. Nothing to talk about. You didn't enjoy it. Or someone who just burnt his tongue, right? Totally didn't taste what he's eating. No, didn't taste it at all, right? Namish, no harigim, right? Or he ate something that has so much sriracha sauce on it that no one could taste what it tastes like, right? It just burns your tongue. So all those cases, do you make a bracha or not? It's the same question. Do we care about, are we, maybe there's absolutely no discussion of Nehenna. That's a mistake. It's a fabrication. We don't care what it tastes like in your mouth. Everything is based on nutrition. And once that's the case, we have no clue really how to apply it because, you know, we don't understand the Gemara's rules of nutrition. They're obviously not based on our rules of nutrition. So that then we'd be pretty stuck. But basically what we would do is, whatever the Gemara said, you don't make a bracha on, you don't, but everything else you will. Right? That's where it'll leave us lala. Let me just read you what the Beni Yehuda says over here about drinking water. He actually asks a question from our Gemara. He says, "Katsav Rav Amram Goyim." Now, this halacha that if you drink water when you're trying to get something down, he says, "Katsav Rav Amram Goyim b'shem Rav Paltei Rosh Yeshiva." You don't make a bracha rishoyna on the water because you're not enjoying it. But when you finished, you make a bracha shirat. So he held that this halacha of drinking to get a pill down is only bracha rishoyna, not bracha chayim. Beinze niru l'rabbeinu tarpas. The harm rinan, gabi chayishish begroinoi, our Gemara, when someone has a sore throat, lo'yarena b'shemen, the Gemara says, I would have thought, since you're being mechavan for refua, you shouldn't make a bracha. Since you're getting hana, you have to make a bracha. The Alma, you see from here, mashmalan, other things, it's normal to eat it or drink it for hana, amrina, you should make a bracha. Since you're enjoying it, mevarach aleihem. There's no hana ela b'shashu utzama, only when you're thirsty. Kiven she'ena shoysem achshav ela lehinatzel min atar. Since you're only drinking it to save yourself from tar, ena barakam leila tchila b'sayis. I'm not sure what he proves from our Gemara, but he learns that our Gemara is the same halacha as water. That is what he's saying. He's saying our Gemara and water are equivalent, right? Water, drinking something l'rafua, you get hana. The reason why you make a bracha is because it's like a shayse mayim l'tzamai. You're drinking water when you're enjoying it. Whereas you drink water when you're not enjoying it, when you're not thirsty is similar to drinking something or a fool when you're not. So he puts those two things together, right? And now we have a Mishnah Berurah that says if you drink orange juice to get down a pill, you do make a bracha, right? So likewise, if you drink orange juice to lurafua, right? Like this case, you would likewise make a bracha, right? I'm saying those two things should be equivalent. Okay, so let's come back to our case of this glucose test. So initially, the way we approached the sugi originally, we thought that that's called not enjoying it. You're not enjoying it because you're not enjoying the taste. Now we're seeing it's possibly not true. We have one case of swallowing an egg where there's no enjoyment from the achila, beforeish, that the Shartuba says. You don't enjoy the achila, you still make a bracha because you get nutrition from it. And obviously, if we don't want him to be contradicted from our Gemara, which he knows because it's one of the halachas just previous there, so he was aware of our Gemara, besides that he was also the chida. But, you know, my Rebbe used to say that if I know the Gemara, then, you know, Rabbi Kvega for sure knew the Gemara, you know. So, if anymore, I knew that. Yeah, anyway. So, Akamon and Biron to be contradicted from the Gemara. So obviously, he understood that's the sugya. The sugya of Yerhanah means Anas Meyav. Likewise, we have a Rush, that the Rush says that Bracha is dependent on Anas Meyav. And that would, and here we have this din of water, where water really, you could go either way. Water, you could say, is taste, or you could say it's nutritional it's benefit, let's call it that. But it's benefit to you, right? And maybe you only benefit from it when you're dehydrated somewhat, when you're thirsty. So it would make, as we see, it would make a very, very big nafka min al-halacha. Nafka min al-halacha is when all these cases I gave you, this case of when you're drinking it because for a glucose test, or you're eating something which you're totally not enjoying, you really hate, or something you can't really taste because it's overspiced, etc. All those cases where you're getting the benefit of the food, but you're not enjoying the taste, do you make a bracha, don't you make a bracha? L'chaira is dependent on this shayla, which is very hard to come to a maskana to. Very hard to know what the halacha is. Very, very, very hard to bring it right.
The glucose test is never that sugar. It's not nutrition either. I mean, it happens to have sugar in it.
So it's nutritious. The bottom line is it's like oranges. So it's oranges that taste bad.
It's something which people eat for nutrition.
Okay, so you want to make an argument that maybe this is really not food at all.
Right.
It's like a medicine, you're saying.
Right.
It isn't really. Really, it's not. Really, they're giving that. What they're doing is they're giving you Kool-Aid in an unmarked bag. That's all it is. That's all it is. Even as Hakshra.
Why is it so difficult to drink?
What?
Why is it so difficult to drink?
It's just very sweet. It's too much. That's like they put a whole packet of Kool-Aid meant for this much. They put it into an 8-ounce cup.
But I hear what not.
What?
That's what I'm saying. It's not a normal.
Once you've done that, you mean you turned it into an unusual Michael, something else, not a food anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear that. That's an argument. That's an argument. So then you know that you change it into an edible food. Now, what do you think a raw egg is called a food?
Where's the food? It's an egg.
Well, no one eats them raw. Eggs aren't generally eaten raw. What?
It's nothing worse than that.
Okay.
It's nothing worse than a raw egg.
Okay. No, he's arguing that a raw egg, you know, usually it's cooked.
I know.
Maybe that's an argument. I don't. Maybe I'm not sure. I hear it. I'm not sure. I agree. I mean, but I hear the chilek. Okay, there's the shiloh. We'll see if we have more rice as we go along.
Considering this is far off, possibly. Yeah.